Here with head coach Justin Stuckey of the men's and women's tennis teams, taking a look at not only a fall that is just in the past, but also a spring upcoming here in just a couple of months. First of all, coach, congratulations on getting the job here at Wittenberg, and obviously exciting news for you when you first heard that you got the job here.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting news. I think becoming the first head coach that's full-time for tennis is a great thing. It's a lot more time to put together things as far as recruiting and develop the program. So I'm looking forward to this season.
Well, you've had a few months now to get your feet wet here with the university. Talk about making the adjustment to going from being an assistant coach now to being a head coach, running your own program, and getting started on some of those things like scheduling and recruiting and all of the work of a head coach.
I had a taste of it at Rice State when I was being an assistant coach there. And now that I'm here in Wittenberg and being the head coach here, it's a little bit of an adjustment, but I'm adjusting very well to it, so it's going good.
Now, the fall season's in the past. You've had an opportunity to evaluate some of the players that you may or may not have been able to see over the course of the last few years, but you've also had an opportunity to have an evaluation of some of the incoming freshmen as well. Talk about first looking at the men's team. How do you like the way they performed this fall?
On the men's team, they perform well. The facilities here, we have 12 outdoor courts, and we have 6 of them lighted, so the players were able to take a lot of their opportunities to get out there and go practice a lot. We had Brad Seymour, who's our number one singles player, who's returning, and he's looking very strong. We have some young leadership within Bobby Fischer, who's a sophomore, and we also have freshman Stefan Antwi and also Jordan Hildebrand, who are coming on very strong and starting for us in the lineup. So we have a good nucleus of seniors and juniors leading the team, and we also have a good nucleus of freshmen who are looking to take on and dominate in the conference. So.
Now, on the women's side, you guys also had a few matches to really get your feet wet this fall. Look at the women's side and how they are looking in your first few months at looking at this team.
The women's side, they're looking very good. There's a lot of juniors and seniors that lead the way on the team. We also have a freshman by the name of Chris Bonebreak, who's playing number 5 singles for us from Indiana, and she's looking very strong. We also have 5 other freshmen who are battling to get into the starting lineup. The women's team is ready to finish in the top half of the conference, so I'm looking forward to how they're going to end up. This fall season, they finished 1-2, and we had a couple of players who played in the ITA National Tournament who did very, very well there, made it to the semifinals. So we're looking very, very strong to not only dominate and do well in the conference, but to also do good in the region to get towards the NCAA tournament. So it's going good.
Taking a look at the upcoming winter, obviously without indoor courts here on campus, you guys are going to have to find different ways to make sure you stay fit and stay ready for the upcoming spring events. What sort of plans do you have implemented in order to make sure that everyone is able to stay tennis sharp over the course of the next few winter months?
Basically, we're going to have off-season lifting and working out. They're also going to be trying to get indoors a little bit to keep themselves ready. But the weather is a little bit of a factor, but we try to work around it. And we all kind of get out on our own and keep the practicing going. So.
Taking a look at the North Coast Athletic Conference, this is obviously a very, very good conference. Usually the men's and the women's team or conference have been dominated by Kenyon and Denison over the course of the last couple of years. What are the first steps that you really have to make in order to start climbing that ladder back up to the level of those teams?
We have to set a level of basically our legacy. On the men's side, we had to start with getting the understanding that we're trying to create a legacy. We're trying to start from scratch. So we're implementing those things of how to win and kind of building from there. So it's a three-step type of process, but it's going to start with the baby steps to get to the big steps. So right now, the men's side, right now, we're 3-0 on that side, and they're understanding how to win, and it's only looking up for them. On the women's side, they're 1-2, but they were already strong, and they're adding 5 freshmen. So the idea and the mindset of what it takes to win and dominate in the conference was already there. So we're just kind of building up from there. So.
In terms of recruiting, you obviously take over for the first time as doing your own recruiting. Also talk about your assistant coach, Steve Brown, who will help you out in that regard. Looking around the rest of Ohio and the rest of the Midwest, where does Wittenberg perennially recruit from, and where might you be able to help add in terms of the recruiting pools in this area?
Wittenberg is recruiting all over the world. We're talking players from all countries and all over the United States. Coach Brown has been here for the past 10 years. He's coached at least five or six All-Americans on the women's side and the men's side. He's coached two players that were ranked in the top 45 in the country in Division III. So Coach Brown, he's great. He knows his tennis, and on the men's side and on the women's side. So he's great for the program. And as far as building, we're there.
Now, as far as getting used to being a part of the Wittenberg community, it's a situation of getting acclimated. How have the other coaches helped get you ready to get used to being a head coach here at Wittenberg University?
They've been a great help. They've gotten me into the feel of what it is to be a part of the Wittenberg family, and the mindset that goes along with this prestigious facilities and athletics that we have here. Every sport is focused on winning and getting towards the top in the NCAC conference, and also towards getting top and high in the national rankings, which is very good. It's not just one sport is kind of teetering off. Every sport has the same goal, which is excellence, which is what I love here about Wittenberg and the coaches. They all show that. They're all showing that they're here to not just do well in the conference, but to get to the national level and dominate too. So.
Now, as far as the kind of player that you were, Justin, do you try to implement the style of tennis that you played, or do you try to adjust based on how players are, what their strengths are? Are you a serve and volley kind of guy or a baseline kind of guy?
I was basically an all quarter, but for the most part, I counterpunched. Basically, what that means is that I waited for my opponent to make a mistake and tried to capitalize on it after that. But most of the players that we bring in here are all quarters, but have a serve and volley game, because we need to be dominant in doubles. So they have all assets of the game, not to just be good from the baseline, but to be good at the net and have strong serves on the men's and on the women's side. So.
Well, Coach, we look forward to great things from this program over the course of the next several months, and look forward to seeing this team when they come out and take on the North Coast Athletic Conference upcoming this spring.
All right, thank you. Go Tigers.
That is head coach of the men's and women's tennis teams, Justin Stuckey, here on the Tiger Sports Network.